Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get to what Mark Jackson said last night about Joel Embiid. He said that, look, Embiid had a huge game, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 5 blocks. It's the second time this postseason that he has done that in a game. Now, check this out. It had only been done one other time, a 30-10-5 game had only been done one other time in the last 10 postseasons, Rob. Think about that. This guy, Joel Embiid, has done something twice already that only had happened once in the last 10 years of NBA basketball. That's number one.
We know the guy's talented.
The second thing is this, though, Rob. He had the 33 points, the 10 rebounds, and the 5 block shots in 28 minutes. No player in NBA history has reached those numbers in less than 30 minutes. Ever.
Wow.
Think about that. So Mark Jackson, who called the game last night, he had this to say about Joel Embiid.
It will be a problem if he leaves this game, barring any injury, not being compared to the best big man that's ever played this game. He's got to be in that discussion. It'd be a crime if he leaves the game and that's not the case.
Pump the brakes.
No,
pump your brakes. Are you? No. We're not going to do that to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Shaquille O'Neal, Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson.
Is in front of us, barring injury.
I'm not knocking how great he can be, but don't compare him yet to the all-time greats. Greg Popovich just rolled over in bed. You just skipped steps right now. You skip steps.
I'm telling the truth.
I'm not ready to go. That the guy, how many games has he played, regular season games has he played, and playoff games?
Barring injury.
No, he's got to produce for a long period of time.
That was hilarious. Jeff Van Gundy saying Popovich rolled over in his bed.
I know.
He wanted to say grave, but obviously he's not dead yet, so good catch.
I'm with Van Gundy.
Stop it!
I'm with Van Gundy, 100%. We are so prisoner of the moment. We want to crown people.
He didn't crown him.
Yes.
He didn't crown him.
And all Van Gundy was saying, he's a talented guy. Pump the brakes before we start giving this guy all these accolades that he's better than all these great players. Better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
He didn't say that.
Stop
did you
it.
Listen to what
I heard
Mark
what he said?
What did he say? He didn't say he was better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You don't need to put all that out there that if he ain't in the conversation by the time he that's something wrong. No.
Rob obviously didn't hear it. Rob
I heard
G.
it.
Rob
no,
G, play
don't
it
replay
again.
It.
Play it again.
Don't replay it.
I heard it.
If he leaves this game, barring any injury, not being compared to the best big man that's ever played this game.
He said, barring injury, it will be a crime if he leaves the game and is not in the conversation for one of the greatest big man to ever play the game. What's wrong with that?
It's premature. That's the reason.
No, when LeBron James entered the league, people were mentioning him as a potential Michael Jordan.
And it was premature then,
no, it
too.
Wasn't.
It was premature.
We do that all the
Nobody
time.
Nobody didn't know what was going to happen. And also, Baby Jordan, what was his name? He was supposed to be the – Harold Miner was supposed to
Stop
be the next
–
No.
You compare Harold Miner to Joel Embiid?
No, all I'm saying was
Stop
everybody
it.
Called him Baby Jordan. He was supposed to be this next great thing. I could go on and on and on about players. Stop with the
first of all, the reason
of the moment, just because a guy's play had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll in the NBA, he's going to be the greatest next thing. Stop it.
First,
let him do it.
First,
let him stay healthy for 3 or 4 years.
First of all, the cup of coffee and the sweet roll reference is getting old.
I don't
all right,
care.
Get stuff new.
Not three.
Can't they
not
just
four,
have a latte and a donut
not
or
six.
Something? Why is it always got to be a cup of coffee and a sweet roll?
Smoothie and an
I'm
apple.
I'm tired of that.
A
right?
smoothie and an apple? He's had a smoothie and an apple
all
in
right,
the
NBA. All right, at least something new.
Is that it?
That's number one.
That's where I got to go? A cup of coffee and a sweet roll, it doesn't get better than
no,
that.
No, it gets better.
That means
me.
It was a short amount of time, doesn't it?
I know, but get something else. They can eat something else. All right. That's number one. Number two is that Harold Miner was called Baby Jordan because of the way he dunked, not because people thought he was going to be as good as Michael Jordan. It is, we always compare players. Heck, people are comparing Zion Williamson to LeBron James already. He hadn't even played a minute in the league, which I agree is ridiculous. But when LeBron came in the league, there were people talking about this is the next Michael Jordan and so on and so forth. It happens. And Joel Embiid has been a monster in his short NBA career. I agree with Mark Jackson. If he doesn't get injured, then that's a big if. But barring injury, if he is not viewed as one of these all-time great centers at the end of his career, shame on Embiid. That's all he's saying. He's got the talent. He's got the versatility.
But he has all the other. But he has all the things that you hate when you talk about a big man. You're talking about feet problems.
Well,
you're talking about back problems.
He said barring injury. He didn't say with, he threw that in there.
Because his history so far is about those things. That's why I'm just saying it's so premature. I would love if Mark Jackson said this 3 years from now when he played every game for the last 3 years and put up incredible numbers and turned the corner away from injuries and missing games. He's always doubtful or questionable every night. How in the world can he be that guy?
Rob,
every single night he's questionable.
He played 64 games this season.
They play 82 in the NBA.
63 last season.
They play 82 in the NBA.
Well, Shaquille O'Neal, in 13 of his 18 seasons, played fewer games than Embiid has
played in the
last 2 years.
And that's why nobody thinks he's the greatest big man of all time.
Yeah, but he's one of them.
He's not.
And that's all. He's not one of the greatest big men of all time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's why people don't think that.
That's all Mark Jackson said. If he's not in the conversation as one of them.
Pump the brakes. Stop.
And he averaged 13.6 rebounds a game this year. Hold on. No, I'm going to bring it to you. He averaged 13.6 rebounds a game this year. Shaquille O'Neal averaged more than that one time in his all-time great career. Once! So don't tell me Joel Embiid isn't on pace, if he stays healthy, to be an all-time great player.
And how many,
and
how many rebounds did Shaq average in the four championships that he won along the way? Can you give me those? Give me those.
Yeah.
Give me
in
those
three,
numbers.
Well, I know the first three average about 15 or 16.
Okay, good. Thank you. In the big
moments.
What's
that got to do with anything?
None. You're giving me some irrelevant stats.
Irrelevant?
I don't care about that.
It's a yearly stat. What you average for your career. What
Shaq,
are you talking about?
Shaq did it in the finals. Shaq was a monster in his finals.
Shaq didn't get to the finals till deep into his NBA career.
What are you talking about? He went with Orlando.
He didn't win the finals. In fact,
that was Nick Anderson's problem. That wasn't Shaq's.
I'm glad we bring up Shaq.
That was Nick Anderson.
I'm glad we're bringing up Shaq. Because remember, it was just Shaq's fifth year in the league. He wasn't even finished with his fifth year. Midway through his fifth year in the league, he was named one of the top 50 players of all time. Now, I know he definitely is one of the top 50 players of all time.
So there's no issue.
Arguably one of the top 10. But not in his fifth year, according to you. It was premature.
It wasn't premature because he had already been to a finals.
He hadn't won anything.
But
he went your whole argument. You didn't win anything.
But he went to a finals in his first 5 years in Orlando.
Did he win?
That's impressive.
Did he
and
win?
And if Nick Anderson would have made some free throws, it could have changed everything.
Hakeem Olajuwon served him lunch every single game, and you know it.
That ain't why they lost. Nick Anderson's the reason, Orlando.
No, Hakeem outplayed.
To this day.
So stop it. I just caught you. You know it.
You didn't catch me. No, you didn't.
I see your hands shaking. You know it.
That's rheumatism.
You speechless. Rob, there is nothing wrong with what Mark Jackson said. He said if he doesn't get hurt, and he didn't even say he's on pace to be one of the all-time great centers. He just said if he's not in that conversation when he's done playing, then shame on him. It's a crime. And he's right. If Joel Embiid stays healthy and does not get in the conversation with all those great centers, then it is a crime. He sold himself short. He didn't live up to his potential. He didn't work hard enough. He didn't shed the pounds to stay healthy. There's no peer of his. He's got an advantage over all the other greats because there's nobody else in the league like him. Even Shaq, who later in his career was like that, but he had Alonzo Mourning, Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon, as we mentioned. He played against some great centers early in his career. Who's Joel Embiid got to face? Nikola Jokic, who is a great center.
Nobody
else.
But
a different type of center. Not a banger. So you agree with me?
No, I don't agree.
You just being contrarian.
No, I'm not.
Why can't you agree with it, brother? When you know
this is right. This is the thing. Every time I have a different opinion, I'm a contrarian.
Not every time.
You can't do that to me. You can't paint me with that brush. I'm saying you're a contrarian, or you just
Always, I'm agreeing with Mark Jackson.
But maybe you're just agreeing to agree because you like him.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying don't make me out that you agree with me.
No, I don't agree.
Just like the other day when you agreed with me, or I can't even remember the topic. You clearly agreed. But
Jeff Van Gundy's a contrarian too, right? He's just doing it to be a contrarian.
No, Jeff is just wrong. Jeff is just wrong.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are excited to be joined by our next guest. He is the general manager of the Phoenix Suns. Played in the NBA for the Indiana Pacers, Phoenix Suns, Portland Trailblazers, Miami Heat, and Cleveland Cavaliers, and won three championships. It is James Jones. James, welcome to the iCouple.
Man, thanks for having me, guys. Man, I played for a lot of teams, man. I didn't realize I traveled there.
Hey, you got three rings with you.
Hey,
so,
that's all that matters,
job,
right?
Well done. Job well done. Speaking of jobs well done, this was one of your first, you know, big moves as the general manager there in Phoenix. You hired Monty Williams as your head coach. What was it about Monty that made you feel like he's the right guy for the job?
I mean, well, he's the right guy because he is that guy. And what I mean is you talk to anyone in the business, anyone in the industry, anyone that's played with him, any of the players that he's coached, that he has coached, anyone he's coached with, and they'll tell you that he's A-plus individual. And so when you're coming off of kind of the lull that we've had as an organization, what you need is A-plus individuals. So you stack his coaching ability, his acumen, his experience on top of that, and you find, for me, the ideal candidate to lead the Suns.
He got a 5-year deal. That's the going rate for coaches nowadays, or just like you just made a commitment to him that this is the guy you really believe in, and you're just going to kind of go from there?
No, I mean, when you find someone you truly believe in, you make it, you do right. And just knowing we've had challenges with stability, you know, it's well documented, the number of coaches we've had, the number of players we've had. I just thought there's no better way than to show commitment to us, commitment to him, and then for him to show a commitment to us by deciding to come to Phoenix for 5 years.
And I know you didn't hire Igor, but I'm not asking you to bash him or anything, but 1 year seems, I don't know if it's fair or unfair, or does it just get to a point sometimes where you realize you just got to make a change and there's somebody different or, you know, better out there that you think can move the franchise where you go? What's the thinking in a 1-year coach?
I'll just say it's different. You know, that's, you know, for different teams, you know, the plans change. A different situation requires you to think differently, and knowing that, you know, the guys we had coming back and potentially the pick that we'll have early this year, the direction of the team was something different than the year prior. And I just thought it was best for us to go and find someone who totally matched, you know, the identity we're trying to create, you know, an identity of development, an identity of consistency. And more importantly, we needed to find someone that had the experience to lead us through this tough time.
James, you guys are one of the three teams that has a great shot at getting the number one pick in the draft. Most executives are saying that Zion Williamson is a clear-cut number one, but you guys have a need for a point guard, and obviously Ja Morant is out there, and he's, you know, everybody's wowed by him. Is your philosophy best player, let's just take the best player regardless of position, or let me feel this need, this position need, because that's what we need for the team to move forward?
Well, everything we'll do will be based on what's best for the Suns. And, you know, you talk about the players at the top of the draft. You know, that's, the lottery is a lottery. You don't know where you'll draft. You have to do your work for every prospect. But for our team, you know, we have a lot of areas of need. And so, you know, we'll have to determine which player is best for us with this group. You know, we'll have Coach we'll have Monty's input on it. You know, it'll be an organizational decision because, you know, this is, you know, that pick, whoever it is, you expect them to be a foundational piece for your franchise. So you just have to make sure it works, it fits, and that you're in a position to help them reach their potential.
It's the iCouple. We're joined by James Jones, the Phoenix Suns general manager.
Well, what's really happened in Phoenix, and I'm not asking you to solve everything that went wrong, has gone wrong in Phoenix, but it would seem like a great destination. You guys have had a lot of top picks over the last few years because things haven't gone right. But yet there's still no turning of the corner or winning. How do you get that corrected if you keep getting good players, but you still haven't been able to win games?
Well, I think I'll say that, you know, winning is hard. You know, there's no simple fix. Like, I'm not proposing you get a coach, you get a couple of players, and you mix it together and you start winning. You know, winning is a process, and it's a process that has to occur daily. I think for us, we just had multiple we shift focus multiple times. You know, we were inconsistent as to who we identified as Suns players. You know, we were inconsistent in how we developed that talent. But most importantly, I think we were just inconsistent in our approach to building a team. And so I'm trying to get away from talent acquisition, talent accumulation, talent identification. We're talking more about building the culture and building the team. And I think when you have that type of vision, it's clear to see the types of players that you need to win.
James, last question. You played with LeBron James in Cleveland when you guys won that championship in 2016. You always hear about stories. LeBron's trying to run the franchise. LeBron's the general manager. LeBron's making the trades. He's coaching the team and all that. First of all, what is it like? What's the real deal when you play with LeBron? Is all that false? Does some of that go on? Does he, you know, run everything? Like, just tell me what it's like to play with him. And then, two, what was the dynamic like between him and Tyronn Lue, who looks like he may be the Lakers' next coach?
I mean, he's an amazing player, and he's arguably the greatest player of all time. And when you have that, there are certain things that people kind of push on you. All I can say is that, you know, he thinks basketball first. That's the only thing he cares about is winning and the production on the court. And if you ask him a question, he's going to give you his opinion. Whether or not people take it and run with it, that's on them. But I've only known him as a guy that's all about winning, about team, and about respecting his coaches. And so I think you've seen that he had the ultimate trust in the coaches that believe in him. And he did some great things in Cleveland, and I hope that, you know, he'll continue to do great things from here on out.
All right, James. Great appreciate stuff, it. Man. We appreciate it. Good luck moving forward.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So Listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
LeBron is busy, even though he's out of the spotlight right now because he's not in the playoffs. He's busy, though, on social media. There's no Zero Dark 3023 now. Because, you know, he doesn't have to do that since they're not in the playoffs. And a little subtle recruiting already going on of Kawhi Leonard. LeBron, this was a few days ago, Rob G, right? He posted an emoji of a hand. That's it. And everybody's saying it was in the middle of a Raptors game. So everybody took it like, you're recruiting Kawhi Leonard. Now, you could, in reality, maybe he's just giving him love. Maybe he's just saying, hey, great game by Kawhi. But it's subtle recruitment in the eyes of just about everyone. And then Maverick Carter, LeBron's business manager, he tweeted, and, you know, now become a business mogul, media mogul, he tweeted out that Kawhi Leonard is playing like Michael Jordan. So the feeling is that they are beginning to turn it on in terms of recruiting Kawhi. LeBron said in an interview with Rachel Nichols on ESPN a few months ago that he is going to be out there recruiting hard.
Can I give you one word?
Start. Go ahead.
Pathetic. That's what LeBron looks like. Seriously. Why, Chris? You're considered one of the greatest who ever played the game. It seems so desperate that LeBron has to do it publicly. Publicly. Why are you doing it publicly? Why can't you just decide to yourself, hey, pick up the phone. Hey, you want to have lunch? Come to my house so that people don't, you know what I mean, know what's going on. It just feels so weird that LeBron would be in that position where he feels like he has to get help and he has to do it publicly.
You know what? I'm with you.
What?
It's just a bad
look. That's shocking.
It's a bad look. Like you said, you are, in some people's minds, the greatest player to ever play the game.
Who, me?
You are still arguably the greatest player in the world. Don't pander to these guys.
Right. That's what I don't understand. Why are you doing it?
No. Because it's going to make it look even worse. Well, number one, it's just a bad look in general. You're above that. But another thing is it's going to make it look worse if they don't go. If you've been out there, that's why I didn't think he should have been out there talking about, yeah, I'm going to be recruiting. I'm going to be recruiting everybody. You know, no. Do it. You can do it on the sly. We know all these guys. You're cool with all these guys. Just call Kawhi. Hey, man, great game the other night. After the season, let's talk.
Hey, let's talk. Let's go out to dinner, whatever.
Don't make it public.
You don't have to make a big deal about it. Say, hey, definitely interested in talking to you once the season is all over. Let's make that happen.
Right. That's it. That's all you have to do. You know, and I know, look, these guys, they grew up in the social media era. They're used to putting everything out there. We talked about it with Kevin Durant and all that. But it's still not a good look. It makes you look a little bit desperate, you know? And then
makes them look a lot desperate. And that's a shame because LeBron shouldn't be in that situation.
No,
he really shouldn't, and he should have go-betweens, Chris, other people, reaching out for him, meeting people privately, right, making phone calls privately. You don't need to go out there like, please, please come play with me. I can't get anybody to come play with me. Even if it's the case, it just seems weird, right?
Even if it's the case. I'm surprised LeBron doesn't see that, though. That's the thing. He's very media savvy. You know, he's very calculated about what he does. Why don't you see that?
Maybe it is. He's just so desperate, and he understands that the chances of getting somebody isn't. And so I have to go all out to tell them, "Hey, I really want you. Can you come my way? I really want you." And it's sad.
I'll tell you this. I want to see LeBron. And I get it. He's had these experiences. I've said it before. I think when he was first in Cleveland, that first go-round, he didn't recruit. He didn't beg for players to come play with him. He was all in on what he had. Role players. Delonte West, Mo Williams, and older Anton Jameson, Zydrunas Ilgauskas, Anderson Varejao. And he believed in those guys. He believed that they could win. And they won big, 66 games, 61 games. Then when they got to the playoffs, they always were beaten by a team with more stars. And then LeBron, of course, puts together a star-laden team in Miami and wins 2 out of 4. Then he's got some stars with him in his return to Cleveland and wins. So now it seems like I need other stars to win. He knows the history of the game. He's a student of the game. And he feels like Magic never won it without Kareem.
But here's the other part.
Bird had guys. You know, everybody had guys for the most part. There have been a few exceptions.
But even this is the problem with LeBron. This is what he did during the season that wrecked the whole season. He went out publicly.
Right.
Talking about AD.
I don't even think he wants to waste his time.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
without another star.
But
like,
embracing,
he feels like, I know what's going to happen.
But embracing it. But I understand what I'm saying publicly. It didn't come off right.
No.
Him doing it publicly.
And Rob, what I'd say is this. LeBron, he's got to get rid of that mentality. Like, next year, if it's the worst case scenario and you don't get anybody, I think at the very least you'll get a Jimmy Butler and or a Kemba Walker. But let's say you don't get another big name. You have to go with your team you have and say, look, this is what I got. This is what I'm rolling with, and we can win. You have to rid yourself of that mentality that, man, we ain't gonna win it. Right? Even if that becomes the case, go out there and say, I hate to be, look, we put on our pants just like they put on their pants.
No, I mean,
one leg at a time. You're the best player in the world, or arguably.
It sounds elementary, but
right?
I'm with you. I think you do have to. In order for the guys that you have, for them to get some confidence in on what they're doing and for them to feel a part of it, especially after what happened last year.
Right. And, Rob, you know this. You never know. You never know. A player could get injured on another team. Injuries have always played a big role in, you know, NBA playoffs
no doubt.
And championships. Or, heck, you might just be that good. You know, I mean, we're looking around.
I doubt that, but, as he's getting older.
Well, and we're seeing, and again, LeBron, I'm not saying he's necessarily wrong for feeling like you, for the most part, need stars. Kawhi Leonard, no other stars around him. You see what's happening. Now, we'll see if they can overcome it. Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, not really a second star. We'll see how far they can go. But Kyrie, he's got some young guys that are budding, but people think the Lakers have young guys that are budding. I mean, you have to just have the mentality that this is what I have to go to war with. We can win. Damian Lillard has that. Now, he's not winning championships, but hey, that's the mentality you have to have. And certainly when you're the best player or in the conversation as the best player in the world, you've got to have that mentality.
And stop being so needy. It's always like, you know, it just seems like you're that guy. So, yeah, you want some other people, and I get it. But it just seems kind of desperate.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.